broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And we're also convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, the great solution for restoration. We reject revolution. Go study history. It rarely turns out well. Not only that, it's usually violent. We stand for a peaceful restoration. We reject revolution, but a peaceful restoration is the order of the day, ladies and gentlemen. We can make America great again, but Donald Trump forgets the morality component. We must be a good, honest, moral people if we want to restore the republic. There is no other way. And if we're a good, honest, moral people insisting on the checks and balances that our founding fathers put in place, that is the great solution. The checks and balances are key. The three branches of government at the federal level, the separation of powers between the federal government and the states. The states are to deal with domestic affairs, the federal government to deal with foreign affairs. And those checks and balances are the key to success. States need to nullify now when the federal government's guilty of overreach. And the sooner you and I, the American people, demand this of our elected representatives, we don't have a democracy, folks. Don't let them lie to you. We have a republic. And the sooner we realize that our representatives must carry out our will or be replaced, the sooner we'll gain ground. But the problem in America is, by our greater numbers, shall we see success or failure? If we're not engaged in greater numbers, failure is expected. Look what's happened over the last several decades. Americans are too proud, too rich, too derailed to focus on liberty, and therefore they're losing it. But if Americans get involved in greater numbers and demand the checks and balances, demand a return to morality, demand accountability based on representative government, as is our republic, we shall have success. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to Solutions Radio, LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, LibertyRoundtable.com. A quick recap of yesterday's show before we get started today. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org. He joins us every Monday for an hour, does a great job every time, by the way. We talked about when Hillary Clinton claimed 17 intelligence agencies agreed that there's Russia meddling in our elections. Well, that's what she said in the third presidential debate. All kinds of news outlets, you know, the New York Times on down, jumped on the bandwagon and said it was true, it was true, it was true. Well, it turns out they lied. 9 months later, they all admit it was the biggest lie ever. Well, they don't admit it was a lie. They just admit that it isn't true, even though they claimed it was true forever. So in my humble opinion, you've got one of the biggest government / media manipulated realities ever. Fake news galore. But Donald continues to allow those guys to enjoy the press briefings while guys like me don't get the opportunity to attend. So when Donald tells you that he hates the media, good luck with that. He loves them. The New York Times literally lied for 9 months, telling you that there were 17 government agencies that said there was Russian election tampering. But now it isn't true at all. But he lets them attend press briefings and not us. We defended Donald. We helped Donald get elected. And we doubled down and said this news story was a lie. There wasn't 17 government agencies at all. The mainstream press knew it, but they lied and perpetuated fake news anyway. But the next press briefing, the folks that stood for the truth somehow are not there. Not welcome, not invited. But the Donald continues to invite the New York Times. What is up with that, folks? The answer is you're being played for a sucker by Donald and crew. All right. Trump sends in the gun confiscation cops. RonPaulInstitute.org with this article. Gun confiscation in Chicago is at an all-time high, backed by the BATFE, a government agency that's unconstitutional as all get out and should be shut down yesterday. But no, Donald launches a new program in absolute contradiction to what he said on the campaign trail. He said in Chicago, hey, gun control is not the answer here to the violence going on. But now, behind the scenes, he's doubling down and backing gun control and confiscation in Chicago. See, Donald says one thing and does another, folks. My goal is not to attack Donald, but my goal is to point out the truth. Why is Donald allowing the BATF to even exist, much less launch a new program in Chicago to push for gun confiscation and gun control? By what authority is this happening? All right. Who's willing to bring this up and tell you the truth on this? The answer is Ron Paul, Sam Bushman, and Kirk Crosby, and nobody else that I know of. Nobody. All right, we talked about Missouri lawyers. I'm sorry, Missouri lowers, not lawyers, lowers minimum wage. That's good news, folks. We really reject minimum wage entirely. But if they're going to lower it, good for the state of Missouri. And believe it or not, that directly relates to the ability for people to economically become viable. And when they do, there's less violence, just so you know. We talked about former Chief Justice Roy Moore. He's ahead in the U.S. Senate race in Alabama, and our prayers are that he's successful. But we brought up the reality, where is Rand Paul? Where is Mike Lee? Where is Ted Cruz? Where is Marco Rubio? Where are these people who push so hard to get candidates elected? Where are they when it comes to backing Senator hopeful Roy Moore? He's a candidate. He's as conservative and as Christian and as stand-up as they get, but I don't see a single word in defense of Judge Roy Moore. Where are the conservatives when you need them the most, huh? We must declare independence, ladies and gentlemen. That was an article written by Ron Paul talking about Independence Day, and we must declare independence. The way you declare independence, folks, is you don't secede from the Union. Okay? You don't call for an Article 5 convention. What you do is you use nullification and the checks and balances already in place. We just need to demand them. That was our One on Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. You want to learn more? Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, and say, please deliver Raw Honey directly to my door. We also talked about CNN's breaking the law over their Trump videos. They're freaking out over it. Liam Clancy wrote the article on that. Interesting. CNN breaking the law. See, these media people are just flat out of control, folks. All right. This is a sad tale, but Scotty Nell Hughes, well-known Trump surrogate, CNN commentator, contributor. She's got these salacious emails going on. According to the Daily Mail, she's accusing a Fox leader of sexually harassing her. She says that Charles Payne forced her into a sexual relationship affair for the last 3 years. Both Scotty Nell Hughes, wow, and this Fox business host, Charles Payne, both married, cheating on their spouses. It's a big scandal. The question is, did he force her through threats and intimidation to be involved sexually, or was it by her choice? Either way, the affair's a disaster on their marriages. Egg on Fox, and really egg on everybody associated with Scotty Nell Hughes. And I'm not here to attack her because I don't know the details of the story. All I know is that no one's denying they had an affair. Not even her. What she's saying is she was forced into the relationship. What he's saying is not true. Bottom line is that she was a Trump surrogate, so it gets egg on Trump's face. It gets egg on the face of Fox, even on us for having her on. Folks, when these immoral people pose as Christians and conservatives, it's not good for any of us. Anyway, very salacious details in the email. But we don't even know if they're really her email. So, you know, very strange scandals everywhere. But again, you know what? Sex seemed to be the Achilles heel when it comes to conservatives and Christians and Americans and people who were supposedly God-fearing conservative people. The bottom line is it's rampant in our society. And the only way to stop it is to bring back God's law and morality. All right, stunning claim. They say Seth Rich, that's the gentleman that was murdered over at the DNC, right? They say he's Russia. In other words, it wasn't Russia that put these leaks together. It was Seth Rich. Well, what's interesting is while Donald Trump Jr. battles this idea that he supposedly met with a Russian attorney, and he's going to now be, you know, deposed or something like this. Donald Trump Jr. and Donald Trump Sr., they ought to basically take this on and open up the Seth Rich case and say, where did the leaks really come from? Let's get to the bottom of it. But again, Donald silent on this issue. Why isn't Donald willing to talk about Seth Rich, huh? All right, Hobby Lobby agrees to forfeit over 5,500 artifacts. They're going to pay $3 million in a settlement to the Department of Justice. What a sad tale to tell. And executive producers of the Christian God's Not Dead movie series donated $25,000 to help replace a Ten Commandments monument. Good for them. Quick pause on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results, you will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, do you remember the God's Not Dead movie series? Well, executive producers of that series have donated $25,000 to replace the Ten Commandments monument. The original was smashed less than a day after it was put up, and now they're replacing it. That's great news. Good for them. We appreciate their leadership on this. We also talked about a condom giveaway at Lincoln Park Zoo to highlight consequences of population growth rights. The Chicago Tribune, what a disgrace, folks. Again, sex is glorified in every way except for the God-ordained type of sexual relationships, the procreative power given to men and women who are husband and wife, legally and lawfully married, a wonderful blessing within that relationship. But when used outside of that, nothing but disaster. Well, the mainstream press and the world and society seems to just promote every kind of sexual activity except for the God-ordained one. That is a husband and wife. All right, Norway's voluntary tax plan brings in only like $1,300. Bottom line, what a failure. Why? Because it was really voluntary. People don't want to volunteer for taxes, folks. Sometimes these rich cats talk about that, but when it comes to their own money, they certainly don't volunteer. They just want to volunteer you and me. All right, that's good news. I guess let married men become priests, says pastor of one of the Catholics' largest churches. Wow, well, I think married men should be leaders. In fact, in my humble opinion, married men would be following God's blessed laws, biblically speaking. All right, there you have it. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Of course, it is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com, on your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel, and of course, on your Alexa device and on your cell phone. I mean, just phenomenal radio, live and on demand. So many ways to listen there beyond even discussion. By the way, we mentioned these Alexa Echoes and these Alexa devices. You got the Echo and you got the Dot. Believe it or not, they're on sale right now. Normally, the Echo's $180 on sale for this ripping Amazon sale they got going on. And the Alexa is normally, I'm sorry, the Echo is normally $180. Right now, it's on sale for $90. And the Echo is normally $50, on sale for $35. Just tremendous deals. Great way to get an internet radio and listen to Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, and more. All right. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Available now. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. The rhetoric, the waste of time discussing the health care fiasco. Kirk continues. Headline says this: Trump warns Congress not to leave D.C. without repealing Obamacare before the lawmakers leave for their August recess. They just got back from recess, Kurt, and they're about to leave again for the August recess. I got to look up the dates to know exactly when August recess starts. But Trump's saying you better not leave without creating a beautiful repeal bill ready to go. I appreciate Donald saying that because he's right, Kurt. But look, they're stuck on stupid. They have less support after the 4th of July recess than they had before the 4th of July recess. And now they think they're going to get something done. They're not even discussing complete repeal anymore, Kurt. It's all talk by a couple of conservative folks, but the reality is it's going nowhere. The American people are not engaged in it. And we see nothing but disaster on the horizon for Republicans, literally on every front. Kurt, your thoughts?
Well, let's see. We could give them some, you know, recommendations or some suggestions on how to run this thing, but, you know, it seems like they won't really listen. But remember, you know, the key to this whole exercise or the key to this problem is that, you know, Americans have been told for so long that what we have is two parties. In other words, the Republicans or the Democrats. And, you know, everybody's, you know, one or the other. And the fact is, Sam, there's differences in those groups. And you basically look at what I call the kingmen. That's the insiders, the boys who, you know, they're controlled. And I think many times that's the reason they got those high positions, whether it's McConnell or, you know, or Ryan. At least in my opinion, those are two of the ones you can look at right now. Where, you know, a good guy like the other day, I heard Paul Gozer, remember, you know, our interview with him, Sam, the time we spent with him, the Arizona congressman back in
he's a great guy.
Washington, D.C. You know, great guy working hard to lower taxes and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, he's got, he and Gohmert were talking. Gohmert was substituting for Hannity, and, you know, they've got a basically a solution to this whole thing. But the fact is the leadership, you know, in the House in particular, that's what we're talking about here, won't let it come to the floor. And, you know, so many times the Americans don't get told this. You just hear, well, you know, the Republicans can't work it out or the Democrats, you know, are against them. Well, there's all these different little battles going on, and the free men are very few, if you ask me. Where the king men are, you know, there's a bunch of them that want to be king, or at least a figure. If they'll, you know, kiss the ring, they'll get to be a high-level guy somehow. And so thank goodness there's a few free men working back there, huh, Sam?
Yes, but you know what? I mean, I appreciate that, but hey, Paul Gosar's filling in for Sean Hannity, right?
No, it was Gohmert was filling in for Hannity, but Gohmert had Gozer on as a guest.
So you got two congressmen on Sean Hannity's show.
Right.
Okay, and my question to them, are they really pushing for repeal? Do they use the whole effort to rally the American people for flat-out simple repeal via Steve King's bill?
If I remember right, it was a Gozer amendment that basically made it so that you took the government out of it and you put the free enterprise system back into it. Let me see if I can look it up. And
what I'm saying to you is I appreciate that, but you got so many different proposals by about 20, congressmen. I don't even know what bill we would rally around, Kurt. If we wanted to repeal tomorrow, right. What would we look to? Would we look to this guy's amendment, that guy's amendment, Steve King's bill? What I mean is it's just so confusing. I don't even know what they're looking to. What would be the go-to solution? And they're not clear, and they get the opportunity to go on in the media, and they still don't come away with anything clear. So I'm not here to down these guys. I appreciate their efforts, but they leave me more confused, Kurt, than ever. So does Gosar and Gohmert, whatever, do they support Steve King's bill to flat-out repeal?
I didn't hear him talking about that.
See, what I mean, though, I don't know what we would even support. Does Steve King support their efforts? Do they support his? Why do we have 25 efforts, but I don't even know which one? Look, I'm probably one of the most conservative talk hosts in the country, Kurt. Mm-hmm. I don't have an agenda. I don't make a bunch of money. I just want government, in my opinion, illegal involvement to stop. But I don't even know what to support right now, Kurt. I mean, I support a strict repeal. I support repeal before replace because I don't want to replace at all. I just want to shut it down and get government out of it. But I don't even know what to support. Like if I'm supporting Steve King's bill, which so far it's the best one I've seen. It's very simple. It's very short. It just says, hey, Obamacare is repealed by the end of 2018, gone. Now, but I don't know if that's the one they're pushing, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should I try to call one of these congressmen and senators to get clarification? How well is that going to go? I'm going to call. They're going to go, you ought to get a hold of our staffer. No, they don't have a phone line. You got to email them. Then I email them. And they're like, oh, yeah, would love to have so-and-so on with you. Then I reply back and say, hey, the show is 9 to 11 Eastern, Monday through Friday. You tell me the time. I'll clear the decks just for you. And then they'll come back and they'll go, well, the congressman and the senator's on the road right now. Can we do it next week when he gets back? And then next week I follow up and they're like, you know, we've got some incredible votes going on right now. And maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't, but it'll be a big struggle. And I'll have to spend like 3 hours just to get the guest for 20 minutes. If I can get them at all. And then when they'll come on, they'll be like, you know what? We love Steve King's bill. We love our bill. We love this bill. We love that bill. All the bills are great. We just got to do it. Call your congressman and senator today. And tell them what? Repeal, repeal, repeal. But see, Kurt, we don't get anywhere. So I'm not here to down these guys, but Sean Hannity's off the radio while these two congressmen fill in. And when they get done, what are they even supporting, Kurt? What would they have us do? Anyway, it's beyond me. I'm not trying to be critical. I just don't understand it. No wonder we can't get anything done. We don't even know what we're trying to do. I'm going to call the Capitol. I'm going to talk to Donald about repeal. And tell him what? What do I support, ladies and gentlemen? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. According to reports by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, the attempts by hackers to compromise American nuclear facilities are still ongoing. The attacks are almost constant, the origins unknown. So far, the hackers have not succeeded in doing anything to disrupt facilities, but that's likely their ultimate goal. Cybersecurity experts have been saying for years that America is woefully behind in protecting computer networks against cyber attacks, and something should be done now. Zach Randolph works for the Great American Cookie Company at the Katy Mills Mall in Texas. He bought a brownie at full price with his own money for a police officer who regularly is on patrol there. The young man said he's just a really nice guy, and on top of it, he has a badge. That's enough for me to buy something for him. At least I thought I could. Apparently feeling entitled, customers in line then also wanted a free dessert. And when he said no, they got upset. One of the customers went so far to almost go behind the counter. He was stopped by the assistant manager and a co-worker. The company wrote up Randolph and suspended him for a week. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, worldaffairsbrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The insiders have the system shanghaied, to say the least. The outsiders, the people who we believe in, are stuck on stupid and so confused they lack clarity to the point where I don't even know what they're talking about. Kurt, you just emailed me some text. Starts out, yeah, Representative Paul Gosar. I want you to read that to me, and then I want you to explain it to me, because I don't even understand what they're saying at all.
Well, you know, like, you know how we just have notes. Just read what you sent me. Okay. You know how we have notes on our program, and so I was just trying to find something that would, basically give me a little breakdown on that, because I remember hearing it, I don't know, where I was traveling.
Hearing
or,
what?
You know, what was, hearing
this
program.
Okay.
Well, where I was listening to Louis Gohmert.
Filling in for Sean Hannity.
Yeah, and we've been in his offices.
Yeah, sure.
He treated
nice guy.
Fairly well, and
agreed.
You know, you talked with him there in the hall, and our friend Tanya knows him pretty well.
And, and then we sat down with Paul Gosar personally in his office too. So a lot of good things happening there. But read what they say in their notes, though.
So,
see, at least when you read
says,
our notes, Kurt, they make sense.
Yes, it says 4 p.m. Eastern. You know, this is the hour of that program. It says Representative Paul Gosar, a Republican congressman from Arizona's 4th Congressional District and member of the House Freedom Caucus, joins the show today to discuss the, quote, Competitive Health Insurance Reform Act of 2017, a bill that would amend the McCarran-Ferguson Act of 1945 to restore the application of federal antitrust laws to the business of health insurance.
See, I don't even know what you just said. Somehow you want to amend something that relates back to like 1945, something about insurance, but what are you even trying to do?
Well,
like, what does
at
that
least
mean?
The way I remember it is that this whole, you know, you've got certain parts of the government that are typically, you know, they say they're started to try to help us out. You know what I mean?
No.
And this is, well,
they're started
this is,
to sell us down the river and get us into a greater tyranny. And
well,
they lie
I know,
to us and
but,
pretend they're to help us out.
Yeah, the pretend thing is to make you feel better because, you know, they'll have these antitrust, you know, in other words, big monopolies.
The only ones I don't trust are the government.
Against them. I know, it's sad, but that's just
So I'm now going back to amend something from 1945 to do what?
Yeah, apparently to, they say, restore the application of federal antitrust laws.
But do you want to restore those, Kurt?
Well, what I'd like to do is get the government out of the whole thing.
Yeah, but would this do that?
But well, Representative Gozer, who I I'm not telling you that he's pure as the driven snow, but he's a pretty good guy as far as I've been able to understand. I think he's playing the chess game in Congress the best he can and trying to figure out a way to put more competition in there into the whole, you know, health insurance, planned or that kind of deal where maybe we'd have a little better situation. That's all I can say is just like you and I, we would go through, you know, all of Congress and say, hey, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. And, you know, but wouldn't it be nice to get it done that way? It's just pretty much not doable.
But I don't even understand if this is a step in the right direction or going the right way. I don't know anything about this 1945 complicated law.
I don't either.
I
do know.
How do you expect me to get behind this and support that effort somehow?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're talking about, Kurt.
Like you say, probably the main thing to do is try to get Congressman Gozer on to explain it. But, you know, the standard media won't even cover the guy. When you look him up and you look it up on Google or whatever, the only thing you get is maybe that he's Republican congressman from Arizona, but there won't be any real coverage of him. So
he can reach out to Liberty Roundtable Live, but he's too busy on Sean Hannity, you know. But I look at this, I don't even understand what they're talking about, though. I don't understand how they're going to get me, much less the constituents, to support what he's talking about. I don't think 9 out of 10 Americans don't have a clue what that even means, Kurt. We're going to go back to 1945 and restore antitrust laws, something about health care. What does that mean? How does that relate to the repeal of Obamacare? And how does that relate to the fact that they're forcing me under penalty of fines to have some kind of government insurance in the first place? What does that all have to do with each other? I don't even understand the idea. Now, some would say, well, Sam, you're supposed to be a political commentator. You should understand all this. No, I don't think so. This is gobbledygook. It makes no sense. We're going back to 1945. What is that, a 70-year-old law, Kurt?
Yeah. It's around that, 45, 55, and 17, and maybe 60. Yeah, right in there, 70.
I mean, close for rounding purposes, right? Okay, so the things like 20 years older than I am, we're going to go back to that for our solutions?
Well, at least the way I remember it, there's these setups standards now, whatever you want to call them, in the health insurance thing that makes them so that they can't compete. They can only be in certain states and that kind of thing. And so they're all set up that way, in my opinion, to make it so that then the insurance companies and the medical industry makes big money.
So is the answer to roll back to a 1945 law that got us partially here in the first place?
I don't know.
See, the point is that
I trust Representative Gozer enough as a dentist. I know he's a dentist, a doctor. He's got a doctor of dentistry science. And I know that he's, at least in our meetings with him and the meetings that I've seen, where he's a member of the House Freedom Caucus. So I'd put him in the group of
the good guys.
Not the king men, but the free men. And I'd say that, I'm going to trust his move here.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I appreciate that, but I don't want to trust anybody. I want them to help me understand it and convey something that I can support. And I appreciate his efforts, and I appreciate the genuine attempts. But to me, you got a bunch of bad steps that got us here along the last 50-plus years. And those steps were allowing government to force insurance down our throats one way or the other. They first started out and said, well, look, we can't increase wages. We're going to have government control wages. So after World War II, in order for people to give people a better compensation, you gave insurance, which was like pre-taxed. And there was all kinds of government rules and guidelines and forced competition and this kind of stuff. I'm for competition, but at some point, then we're going to stop this antitrust thing, and we're going to force, what would be the opposite of antitrust? You know, force competition. And then we're going to roll back to that for our solutions. And all I'm saying is, it was ill-advised how we got here. And I think it's ill-advised to roll back to some of these spots. You could say, well, Sam, don't you believe in more competition? It's either go this direction or a one-payer system or a single-payer system. My response is, what about a third option? What about just shut it down? See, why don't we just look at Steve King's legislation, which says we're going to just repeal Obamacare. It'll be gone by the end of 2018. Gone. But we're going to go back to 1945 and discuss this antitrust stuff. And then we're going to be like, hey, Donald's going to be like, hey, I'm warning you, don't leave for the August recess without getting a health care repeal passed, without repealing Obamacare. Get that done, says the Donald. Now, does the Donald support what Paul Gosar's working on and Mr. Gohmert? Or is Donald for another plan? What's Donald? You know, he doesn't want anybody to leave Washington. He wants you to repeal. But does he give a clear indication of what he would support? Send me the Steve King bill. Send me the this. Send me the that. What does Donald Trump want, Kurt? Do you know?
I haven't read the latest tweets on it. I'm going to the WhiteHouse.gov. Well, it doesn't. No. Are you at least a follower? I haven't received my latest tweet. Of course, I don't even know how to receive it. But
well, you got to study up on that, buddy. You got to take a tweet in class, my friend.
That's right.
All right, but while this is going on, you got Dave Brat speaking out, Kurt. Tell me what Dave Brat has to say about this. Isn't that guy a congressman, Kurt?
Yes, he is.
All right, so let's hear what Dave's saying. Because everybody's saying something different, my friend.
Well, he says, and this is according to Greg Korombos, WorldNet Daily author, it says, headline, Dave Brat, first part of fix is Obamacare repeal. So it sounds like he's matching up with Steve King.
Well, kind of. Or he's matching up with Paul Gosar or Donald Trump or
I'm not sure.
Who knows who.
It says a key member of the House Freedom Caucus says the Senate health care bill drifts too far towards the existing framework and that the smartest approach would be to repeal Obamacare and then get to work on a replacement, although he does not expect GOP leaders to choose that path. That's Representative Dave Brat, Republican of Virginia. He's
well,
the one
tell
to beat
Dave
Eric
something.
Cantor, by the way.
Let me just tell Dave Brat something. You're not going to be able to move forward on that when people like me don't even know what we're moving forward on. Okay, no offense, but I'm telling you, you're not going to move forward on something if we're not even clear on what we're moving forward on. And so far in the news, I don't see anybody clear about what we're supposed to move forward on.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
You heard a lot about Dave Brat. Yes, you did, ladies and gentlemen, when he got elected. You haven't heard from him since, hardly, until now. Now, Representative Dave Brat says the first part to fix Obamacare is flat-out repeal. Now, the next little line on this I find fascinating. It says this: Brat enthusiastically endorses the suggestions of Senators Rand Paul and Ben Sasse to repeal Obamacare and then work on a replacement that can pass later. That's great, Kurt. But I don't even know what he's talking about. I get that they want to repeal. So, Mr. Dave Brat, I'm going to call my congressman. I'm going to get a hold of... Oh, wait a minute. My congressman left early and got a gig with Fox, right? Is that right, Kurt?
Yeah.
You think he's going to listen to me if I call him right now, Kurt?
Probably not.
Who's his replacement? Who do I call? Do I call the guy that's going out that's like a lame duck, got a big gig with Fox to make a bunch of cash, or who do I call?
Well, yeah, but he's not even voting as far as I know.
Okay, so I don't need to call him then. Who should I call then, Kurt? So, Kurt, because of the Republican confusion and the insider trading, I don't even have a guy to call right now.
Yeah.
Okay, now even if I did have somebody to call, what would I say to him, Kurt? Hey, I echo Donald Trump's warning. You better not leave Congress, you better not leave for the recess in August without repeal. Is that what I tell him? Wouldn't it be so much better if I could tell him, like, the bill we're going to rally around, maybe a Steve King bill or a, I don't know whose bill. I don't know which one's the best one, Kurt. First off, I don't even know how many there are. I haven't had time to evaluate them or learn about them or back them or review them or you know, how do I advocate for this agenda that Donald's warning Congress about, that Ben Sasse is speaking out about, that Rand Paul's speaking out about, that Gosar's speaking out about, that Gohmert's speaking out about, that Dave Brat's speaking out about. Okay, everybody's talking. I don't understand a word they're saying, Kurt, and I don't mean to be too critical. I just don't understand it. I don't understand what they want me to do. Therefore, I'm not sure that I can be very helpful in accomplishing the task. The lack of clarity is so gargantuan that I'm not even able to understand what they want me to do, Kurt. Should I call Steve King's office? He's got the cleanest bill I've seen to date. Last time I called, I said, how many members are on your bill? And they said, we don't really know. Well, should I back that one, Kurt? What do you think?
I don't know what to tell you, Sam.
All right. Let's move on to clearer, you know, things that are more clear then. Since we don't know what to do on Obamacare, no wonder. How about this idea? House Freedom Caucus Chairman, guy by the name of Mark Meadows, he's a congressman too, Kurt. He says a government shutdown is highly possible if proper funding for the U.S.-Mexico border wall is not included in the latest spending bill. So you got Mark Meadows saying we're going to shut down government unless we fund the wall. Kurt, as far as you understand, who was supposed to fund the border wall, Kurt? Was it the taxpayer via the latest spending bill?
Mexico.
In the latest spending bill?
No, I thought it was supposed to be paid for by Mexico.
So let me ask you why one of the most conservative guys up there, Mark Meadows of the Freedom Caucus, would say, hey, we're going to shut down government unless the American people, via their taxes, fund the border wall. Otherwise, we're going to shut down government, Kurt. Now, Mel Brooks is involved as well. That's a Alabama rep. Threatens government shutdown if Senate doesn't fund Trump's wall. So now you got these conservatives telling me they're going to shut down the government, Kurt, if they don't get funding for the wall. Now, am I supposed to back that? Or do I back Trump's plan to have Mexico pay for it, Kurt? Which do you support? No comment? You don't support either of them, Kurt?
Well, I'd probably say, I like the idea that Trump's plan of have Mexico pay for it.
Agreed.
I think what you'd have, though, to get that done, I guess, is by putting up the wall, then you control the illegal immigration. In other words, you begin to, you know, get that under control, and then you have less costs of,
I get it.
I guess you could say, some of those costs, and you also can say, look, now, you know, if you guys want access to our, basically to our markets, et cetera.
So you're backing Mo Brooks and backing Mark Meadows?
I would
shut down the government if they don't get this in the latest budget.
Whenever I hear the phrase shut down the government, I kind of enjoy that. I mean, you know.
No, but if you pay for the wall, they won't shut down government, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
so you cool with that?
You kind of think it. Well, I like it.
I
when
say
they
refuse
say
to pay
like,
for the wall and we shut down government, and then we go back to Donald's phrase is Mexico's going to pay for it. And the best thing you can do is put a tariff at the border yesterday.
Yeah, good point.
So am I for Mark Meadows and Mel Brooks in this idea?
Didn't sound like it.
Well, I'm not sure because I don't want us to pay for the wall. I do want government to shut down, at least the unconstitutional parts of government.
Yeah.
Permanently, not temporarily, and I don't want to use it as a threat. I just want to stand for the supreme law. And what I want is Mexico to pay for the wall per Donald's promises. And the best way to do that's with a tariff at the border. So I'm not sure if I should support Mo Brooks and support Mark Meadows in this, or if I'm against him or what, Kurt. Can you tell me how I should, what I should call my congressman? What if I call Mo or you know, Mark Meadows or my congressman? Well, I can't call my congressman. That won't work. Well, who do I call and what do I tell him, Kurt?
You better just have a barbecue, Sam.
Now you're talking. At least I can enjoy that. See, no wonder Americans are not engaged, Kurt. They don't know what to engage in, my friend. What do you engage in? If you called your congressman and senator right now, what would you tell them, Kurt? What would you want them to do?
Restore constitutional government.
That's not even on the table, Kurt.
Well, I know, but at least that's what I'd tell them.
Well, you're spot on. How would you like me to restore? I'm the congressman now, Kurt. You're just the layman calling in here today. I'm going to just say to you, I appreciate your desire to restore constitutional government, Kurt. In fact, I agree with you 1,000%. In fact,
I swore on
the Bible.
But you got this all wrong, Sam, because what? I wouldn't be talking to a congressman. I'd be talking to an aide, somebody who, you know, would tell.
I am the press gatekeeper for so-and-so congressman,
that's
Kurt.
That's right.
How are you?
That's right.
Now, what do you want
that's
from us?
Right.
Why are you calling in? What can I do for you today, sir?
Look at the Constitution and make sure that anything that's not in there is gone.
Hey, Kurt.
And only keep the good stuff, please.
The good senator could not agree with you more. In fact, he swore on the Bible he'd uphold the Constitution. He's been doing it ever since he got elected.
No, he didn't.
What?
He's not been doing that.
You're saying he didn't swear on the Bible, Kurt? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, he might have thought he was, or might have thought he did, or might have acted like it, but he sure doesn't seem like it.
Kurt, my congressman is one of the leaders of the conservative caucus, or my senator. You know what? They've been standing for liberty the whole time. In fact, it's the insiders that have shut them down. They're doing their very best.
Yeah,
and what we need is you to donate to the campaign to make sure that they don't derail this Freedom Caucus agenda we've got. This is the best thing we've had since sliced bread, Kurt. This is better than you've had in your whole life right now, isn't it?
We're almost to success.
Kurt, are you on the Trump train,
a little bit more money. Well, I was going to tell you about that, Sam.
The Trump
looks
train?
Like it's kind of dangerous to be wearing a Trump, you know, Make America Great Again hat.
Yes, it is. The liberals and the communists will kill you.
But they are available at the honey table, Sam, you know. And so, you know, and anybody who wants to join the Give Me Liberty Fund can get a free Trump hat. We got 5 different versions of them.
So I'm for this enthusiastic endorsement and all these different things. I'm all supportive of it, Kurt. I'm just not sure what I'm enthusiastic about and what I'm endorsing and what I'm doing. What I would call my congressman or senator, or maybe since I don't have one that represents me, I could call yours. Oh, you got the same one I do, huh, Kurt? Is yours the same one as mine?
Yeah.
So now you got a whole group of disenfranchised Americans because Jason Chapin decides to bail early and get a big old revolving door gig with Fox while you and I don't have representation so that the next insider can take his place. Is that the plan? How does that all work? What do I tell them to support?
Well, yeah, that means the new guy will be an incumbent, right?
Uh-huh. Now, Donald says, we warn you, don't leave Washington until you get something done. Do you want to encourage congressmen and senators not to leave Washington, Kurt, or to leave as soon as possible?
Probably leave and never go back. Just do it from remote locations, you know. I
mean, amen to that. At least. But see, that's not even on the table, Kurt. It's one of the best ideas I've heard. But that's not even being discussed. In fact, what they're really trying to do is, if they carry Jason Chapin's mantra forward, they need a greater stipend to pay for double housing. A house where the wife and kids are back in the home state, and then probably a
sex. I remember when Jason was a new, when he was a new guy, he would just sleep in the office. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, because the poor guy was living on a thin dime. See,
well,
that's all
he was trying to be careful.
Too. Well, they say that. Is it really true, or is it really just theatrics that gets well?
I think at the first that's the way it was, you know. But, you know, it seems like then they get drinking that Potomac punch, and you know, before you know it.
So is he going to live in D.C. or live in New York or live in Utah? Where's he going to live as a Fox contributor, Kurt?
They say he's going to live in Utah. All he's got to do is be close to some camera somewhere, you know, and then he can be, you know, on, if you will.
And so they're helping the congressman work from home. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, it's like a bridge to the lobbying gig coming up after Fox. Yep. Or his next government position or something. But so I don't mean to be too rude and too offensive, but I don't even understand what the Republicans, even the good guys, the insiders, have got us so befuddled and confused that I don't even know what to support anymore, Kurt. I mean, I know what I want. I'm clear about my goals. As you say, I want to restore the Constitution and the traditions of our founders. I want to get government to focus on what it ought to be doing. I'm in support of all those clear ideas. But in the constant confusion of the mainstream press mixed with swamp fever, mixed with who knows what, I don't even know what I'm supporting. I don't know if I want to support the Freedom Caucus or Donald or who. I support repeal, but I don't know what repeal means anymore either. Kind of like the word is, you know, it's very complicated to understand. And it's hard for me to decide if I want the congressmen and senators to stay in Washington or leave as soon as possible or what I want them to do. And if I could get a hold of a congressman that could represent me, that might even help. All right, hour one in the can. Sorry to paint such a Confucius picture, folks, but that's how it seems to be in Washington and in the media today. LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. Archives always available to listen at your fingertips. Free. We declare this nation shall endure.